You have probably heard from a young age that you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. But there are so many different ones. And not only that, the cost continues to grow the more and more fruits and vegetables you put in your shopping basket. Help keep it simple and get a variety of fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie capsules. You get the benefit of 31 whole fruits and vegetables by taking a few capsules of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Not to mention, it comes straight to your door. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Hi guys, it's Kate. Listen, there's something I want to tell you about. This is called MyLibertyProject.org, MyLibertyProject.org. And what I'm doing here is we have a new sponsor coming on to the show. And the sponsor is going to come on in a few weeks, be added in a few weeks. But next week, we're going to do a Zoom call. It's going to be in the evening. It's going to be on next Wednesday night, which is June the 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern. And this will be a big, huge Zoom call. I'm interested in having a team of people that want to help, maybe even wanting to do some remote work from home if that's what you're looking for. We're looking for two things. People that want to have like a little side hustle, underemployed, unemployed, whatever. You want a little side hustle. You want to decide if you want to do a couple of hours a day or a week or whatever. Okay, so looking for those individuals. And then also patriots of this country, concerned citizens who want to do something, but they don't know how to help this country right now. And this, what you'll be doing is you'll be talking to other red-pilled patriots just like you and teaching them how to dismantle these woke corporations who are running our country and show people how we can defund them. So this is getting the dollars out of China and basically stopping these woke corporations together. It's a really big idea. This is going to be huge. And please register, be on the call with me. It's a big deal. There's not too many ideas like this out there. And I'm really excited about this. If we can get a lot of people doing this, this will be so amazing for our country. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't know what to do, right? And a lot of people hurting right now financially. So I thought, hey, okay, this is two really cool things that can be happening right now, which I love. So go to mylibertyproject.org, okay? Put in your info and I will send you a link. And to this call, this amazing call that's happening June the 7th, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain. And I think hopefully we'll send you out a reminder too. And we'll explain the whole thing and explain the details. But I'm really excited about this and can't wait to see you there. And I would really like for you to be part of this. Okay? MyLibertyProject.org. Thanks, you guys.
The Kate Daly Show is not afraid to tell the hard truth. Maybe an interpretive dance and soften the blow. The show starts now.
Hello, my name is Lindsey Graham, and I am a cat. Meow, meow. I'm not a woman dressed as a cat. I am a cat. By show of hands, I'm curious, how many of you believe and confess that I'm a cat? Great. How many of you believe that your child or a child from this school would believe that I'm actually a cat? No one. You are right. Why? Because you are not stupid, and these children are not stupid. Truth prevails over imagination. Reality exists. Discernment is innate and something we are biologically wired to have. One look at me, and you know this to be true. I am a woman posing as a cat. If I truly believe I'm a cat, I have a mental disorder. If I suffer from a mental disorder, and if I am unable to discern reality, am I safe to be around children?
My experts are using this week to raise awareness and show the importance of knowing the facts as you are scrolling, tapping, and clicking through websites and social media.
So we have a few phrases that if you see these phrases online, you should just take a minute before sharing that information. So we call it like take a pause.
Those red flag phrases are let that sink in. The media won't report this. Make this go viral, do your own research, and there are no coincidences.
And as I've traveled around the country, I've visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions. And I thought you might clap for that.
Uh-huh. That was Jilly Biden. I thought you were going to clap. Remember Jeb Bush?
Yeah.
Please clap. Please clap for me. Oh, it's a struggle, guys.
They're amazing.
I know. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty. How are you today?
You know, I'm thrilled. This is the best day I've had, and I can't remember how long.
Oh, do tell. I need some good news.
Well, you know, all week I've been listening to the rigorous, hard negotiations over the debt limit, and I was scared to death that my favorite study was going to get canceled.
Oh, no. What was it?
The $5 million grant from the feds that studies ladybugs. To see if both male and female ladybugs are called ladybugs, or if the male ladybugs are all transgender. So, I'm anxious.
They bugs?
I'm anxious to hear the results of that study.
Yeah, I have two. I'm on the edge of my seat. Ladybugs. Is it a little too feminine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It offends a lot of people.
I'm on the edge of my seat too. My gosh, the funding didn't get cut, huh?
No.
$5 million, huh?
Thankfully. Along with, you know, 2,000 other similar studies.
Wow. Just wow. You know, if you really find yourself struggling out there with proof that both sides are on the same aisle, this is just really look at that. That's all you have to really look at. Because, and I really did love the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee said, with last-minute debt ceiling bill, government narrowly avoids fiscal responsibility.
Exactly.
Listen to me. Okay. I also wanted to say, Chris Ann Hall is going to join us in the next hour instead of this hour because she was traveling. Okay. But I just love Babylon Bee. They give me a laugh every day. They said the House voted 314 to 117 Wednesday. You guys remember that we have the majority. Okay. To approve a bill to raise the U.S. debt ceiling. So don't let your conservative Congress people, they, thems, tell you that they're super, super, super conservative because they all vote for this nonsense. But the partisan compromise allows the country, this is Babylon Bee, to avoid the devastating impact of fiscal responsibility for another 2 years, kicking the can down the field. Yeah.
So after it passed, you know, my wife announced that she was on her way to Dillard's and that she was raising the debt limit. So I'm thrilled.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Target also. I loved their one on Target. Study finds Target going woke has gotten more families out of debt than Dave Ramsey. Oh, thank you, Babylon Bee. We interviewed them. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. This is Babylon Bee on the lack of fiscal responsibility ever in the history of ever. Sources say the negotiations were touch and go for several weeks. But in the end, Republicans and Democrats were able to come together on the one issue that unites them. Recklessly spending other people's money while avoiding any and all accountability for it. Amen, brother. All right. So I also wanted to announce to next Wednesday, June the 7th, if this plays on a replay, sorry, Wednesday night, June the 7th at 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern, there is a call you need to be on. We're bringing on a new sponsor onto the show, and we actually need a team to help us with this project. It's more of a project, and it actually can do really good things. We can really change the direction the country is going in the way we spend also. And it can be a side hustle. You can make a little extra money. And I really like that idea because a lot of people out there that email me are struggling. Mm-hmm. They're really struggling. And I know why. I mean, all of us are struggling, okay, with all of the stuff we're paying for right now with inflation. So what you can do is go to this is my website, mylibertyproject.org. Remember the .org. mylibertyproject.org and sign up. You have to be 18 and over. Sign up. We'll get you a link to this call. We'll explain everything, how you can actually have a little side hustle, and you'll be talking to other patriots just like you. Really easy and fun. And this is a way, I love this because the whole idea of this is to stop the woke corporations, stop giving your money to them, and also how to do it. and also turn it into a little side hustle too. That's a really great incentive for people. And I love this. So we could actually change the trajectory of this nation and get away from China dollars spent if we can do things like this. And so if you please get on this call with me, and this will be, I'll be there June 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you'll love this. You'll love this. So, and it's going to be so great for people. It really benefits everybody. It's really awesome and benefits our country most of all. So go to mylibertyproject.org, mylibertyproject.org. So, you know, they passed the debt ceiling. Just, they're all the same. They're never going to change. They're going to tell you their back's up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they have to do it. What would be so bad about bankrupting at this point?
Nothing.
We're losing the cultural war.
You know how many million people in this country file bankruptcy every year and come out the other side better off?
Yeah. And we can talk about that, too, on today's show, too. The steps, what would happen. And they always have to do this in the way of, oh, my gosh, if this happens, we're over. No, not necessarily. And the thing is you can see very, very plainly and boldly that when we do get control of the house, what do we do with it? You tell me. Where's the win? Are we winners? Where's the win? Because the party, tribal party nut jobs, even on the Republican side, will go, oh, we won the house. Woohoo! What did we win, Bob? We win a set of Ginsu knives? What did we win? I'm just asking.
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
Now, if they hadn't voted to do the debt ceiling and then used all the wasteful spending to cover the bills,
right.
we'd be okay.
Yes. You guys, we're so hurting right now. Because I think it's becoming more and more obvious, the ghouls that are in our Congress and in our Senate, they won't do anything. They say a lot. They give ferocious speeches once in a blue moon, but they're not doing anything. Look at their record. They're not really doing anything. And that needs to be known. So you heard Jill Biden begging people to clap when she tries to call out unity in a time when there's no unity as far as that goes, what she's calling for unity on. Unity means shut up and don't speak and don't say anything anymore. Here is your, so we officially entered Pride Month, and I really am saying ignore it, yet I have to play this clip. This was a Montana lawmaker, Zoe Zephyr, Zoe Zephyr. So she's describing on national TV why everybody's so anti-trans. Let me play this. This is only 55 seconds. Here you go.
Target. We were recently talking about them when the news that they removed some merchandise celebrating Pride Month from some of their stores after social media backlash from conservatives and after some of their employees were put in some, were being threatened.
Can I just say after she said that, she said it only came from conservatives? No, it didn't actually. It came from people all over the country. And the majority is conservative in this country. But you never hear that from mainstream news. Mm-hmm. See, they make it look like it's a small group of anti-trans, okay? Not people are just sick of having it shoved in their faces, but anti. Okay, here we go.
What's your reaction to that? So when the bills come before the legislature, they always get talked about as if they're very narrowly focused. This is just about sports. This is just about youth. This is just about a book. But what we see in moments like this is the people who support anti-trans legislation, anti-LGBTQ legislation, aren't just after that. They don't want to see LGBTQ people happy or thriving in stores, in our communities, and we'll get...
They don't want to see people happy and thriving. Go thrive and go be happy. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a crap. Go be you. Stop shoving it in our face.
Yeah.
Stop asking government to shove it in our face. This is where the lies are. Here we go. Zoe Zephyr.
Get very angry at the sight of us on a Sports Illustrated.
Really? No, we're just angry of it just being shoved in our faces consistently.
Issue. And to me, if you're a corporation and you're seeing a sliver of what it's like for LGBTQ people who can't decide to take our identities off the shelf.
You never do take your identities off the shelf. You not only wear it, you push it in everybody's face. No one's asking you to do that, and you haven't done that. And if anything, everyone is standing there applauding you. So why in the world have that take, right? Don't, you're not letting us be us. No, you're you all the time. Trust me. We have to see this around us all the freaking time. Here we go.
It's why it's more important now than ever to make sure you are standing up alongside us.
Honey, the whole world is standing up alongside of you to get brownie points and social credits as corporations. It's why they're willing to go without billions of dollars.
Throughout this.
Right. Be a good corporate citizen.
Be a good corporate citizen. Be the worst global citizen you could possibly be is our advice. This is just, it's getting to the point that narrative, just stop being a narrative repeater of this garbage.
Well, the problem for me is that they're so hypocritical.
I know.
She said, oh, you get upset if we're on Sports Illustrated. This is the same woman that was upset Aunt Jemima was on a syrup bottle.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. An Indian was on Land O'Lakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, it's so hypocritical. It's so ridiculous at this point. They sound ridiculous. And this is what people are finally getting. For a while there, I loved the headline of Babylon Bee when Babylon Bee said, corporations paint rainbows on doorposts so woke gangs will pass them by.
Yeah.
Corporations paint rainbows on doorposts so woke gangs will pass them by. I love that because that's kind of what's going on in America. Now people are finally seeing the hypocrisy. It isn't about the poor little victim status. Everyone's picking on me. No. No, companies are losing billions in salutes to this nonsense. And finally, people are going, we're not going to shop there anymore. We're taking our money. Now, they're probably getting some government paychecks for doing what they're doing, the corporations. You know what? It's really nice to see people react. Love it. And that's what the MyLibertyProject.org is all about, too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Loving our white privilege today. How's your white privilege?
I'll tell you one thing. That song greatly offends me. Uh-huh. I don't like the way they say white boy. It really irritates me. Can't they call me Caucasian? I much prefer Caucasian.
I'll call you Caucasian.
Okay, thank you.
I love my white.
But I'm black.
Well, I like my white supremacy today. I know you are. We have to keep reminding ourselves, even though it doesn't appear to be visually that way.
Yeah.
I agree that that you identify that way, and I'm in your corner.
Yeah.
I'm loving my white supremacy today. It's working for me, so I like it. Yeah. Yeah, I move ahead of every line. I don't have to pay for gas. All kinds of things. My white supremacy kicks in, man. It's awesome.
You went a little far when I got here today and said I have to call you master.
God, you're so terrible. You're so terrible. Anyway, hi. So make sure and get over to balanceofnature.com. And, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people that take that product, and there's a reason for it. And it's because people are feeling their overall physical well-being is better. It is so much better that they won't stop taking it, and it increases stamina. So there are so many things about this. And one person was telling me that emailed me that they felt the difference within 1 week. 1 week. Get balanceofnature.com. Code word is Kate. Helps the show. It also, you're getting a twofer, and it also helps you increase your stamina, sleep better, hair, skin, and nails are better. Everything's better. If all that's going on the outside, can you imagine what's going on the inside? Balanceofnature.com. I love this product, 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Nobody can beat it. Nobody. The Little Mermaid came out, and they were saying it wasn't woke enough, but that it was just boring. And that they didn't take enough risks. And I think it wasn't it the New York Times or New York Post wrote that it wasn't edgy enough, and it wasn't, what was the word they used?
Kink.
It didn't have enough
kink.
Didn't
have enough kink.
For kids.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid for children. Why they even did this remake, I don't know. But
you don't?
No.
because when I'm taking my grandchildren to the movies, the first thing I look for is to make sure it has enough kink.
Yeah, enough kink in it. Does it have enough kink? Does it have the kink column checkmarked? It's just disgusting, isn't it? Wow. It's just disgusting.
Unbelievable.
And Matt Walsh wrote a piece on it, and it was, I'm not taking my kids to this. I'm not taking my kids to see any more Disney.
No.
And after the Disney princess Nick with the mustache was welcoming the little girls into the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo boutique to try on their little dresses, I mean, there's a lot going on here that isn't okay with parents. Parents, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Parents are parents.
Yeah.
And they don't want their kids involved in stuff like this. And anyway, it was very, very weird.
Well, they don't like being put on the spot either. Because here you pack the kids up, you take them to Disneyland, you brag about what fun they're going to have. You can't walk out because the guy in a dress is showing them dresses.
Right. I know. Yeah, with the mustache and everything. It's just bizarre. We've entered into Bizarreville, but we're just going to have to be the people that say no. We're just going to have to be those people.
Yep.
And it's not going to be easy to, because we all grew up with these things, and I understand. I grew up going to Disneyland, and I don't know that I'll ever go back now. So when they did that remake, they put in, of course, the little black girl now had to be in the, and I don't know why they felt like they had to do it. But you just see so much of it, and then everybody knows. So if everybody knows why they're doing it, kind of ridiculous at this point, right? I mean, everybody's in on why they're doing it. So it just looks like it's desperate.
Yep.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, Choffy.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code Kate. Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Choffy is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to choffy.com, Choffy, and just try it out. Put in the code Kate.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Use the promo code Kate, K-A-T-E, my first name, and get all of those steals and deals. Mother's Day and Father's Day are coming. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are, you can also go to activate FIQ, activate the word F as in Frank, IQ.com and put in the code Kate and it'll help the show. You'll get your savings and you'll get tremendous products. Cod liver oil is amazing and so is the whole vitamin C. Order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys. And you need these products. They are amazing. Thanks, you guys. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well, because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Yeah.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here, katedalyradio.com. I also wanted to mention MyPillow. MyPillow.com has mattress toppers for just around $200 right now if you put in the code Kate. Normally, they're almost $400. So this is a great time to turn an old mattress into a new mattress and get a mattress topper. And these mattress toppers really are worth it. They're fantastic. Always put in the code Kate at MyPillow. The sheets are amazing. They remind me of my grandmother's sheets. And I always looked for those same quality, and who knew that MyPillow had them. Also go to mystore.com. Tremendous amount of gifts, automotive, and all kinds of really neat gifts for dad. The father in your life, the guy in your life. And you can get those gifts right now. This is such a good time to do it. Code word is Kate. Go to mystore.com or mypillow.com. American-made products, which I love. And also, you're going to get the deal of the century because it's up to 90% off on all these things. Mike Lindell is passing the savings on to you. So go to mystore.com. And when you shop there, you're helping the show. So thank you for that. It's a twofer. I love it. I was just thinking about all the money that Target's lost. The shares are at a 3-year low, which you would think they'd even actually be lower than that. But also Bud Light, you think about all these people losing money and so forth. And so the journal's Jennifer Maloney, this is from Fee.org, pointed out that the company had been engaged in social equity themed advertising for years, including a 2021 Michelob Light Michelob Ultra ad featuring transgender track star CeCe Telfer, and a 2022 Bud Light Canada campaign for Pride Month. This isn't the first time. And then what she failed to mention in her little article was why beer companies, not just Bud Light, are suddenly courting controversial social issues such as non-binary gender, transgenderism, third wave feminism, and all the sorts, right? And the answer is the rise of the environmental social corporate governance score. It's the stakeholder capitalism, yep. Right? Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, when they come after someone else's children, mm-hmm. they've ridden their karmatic camel into right. the wire, and they're getting pushed back.
Yeah, they are.
I say hoorah.
Yeah, me too.
They haven't done yeah, it.
Me too. I love
Americans
it.
Americans are majority are great mm-hmm. people. You know, live and let live, but they've gone too far.
Yep.
Love you.
I love you. Thanks. Appreciate you. So unlike traditional capitalism, and this is really the takeaway. I mean, I asked on the Alex Jones show, how much money are they getting for doing this, right? Because you know there's money flowing because they're not going to prop themselves up to lose that much money. But but people were emailing me, Uncle Milton. They were like, no, you don't understand. It's the ESG. I go, I know it's the ESG. I'm talking about money, specific money. But this is all about, unlike traditional capitalism, they're seeking to maximize profits by serving consumers. But the ESG model, environmental, social, corporate governance, seeks to improve capitalism by considering other stakeholders besides investors and consumers. They're not worried about consumers.
It's just the same way they deal with taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 17 cents increase.
Right.
You know, so you don't think
much of
it.
Right.
But it keeps adding up. The stockholders are the ones that are mm-hmm. losing. But if you only own 250 shares, how much did you lose?
Right.
So
right.
you don't right. see you the big portion. Picture. You don't see
it's
the
compartmentalization,
big picture.
Just yes. in a different way, right? So publicly traded corporations are graded on how well they achieve social desirable metrics, not by the consumer, by the government.
Yeah.
And are you combating climate change? Are you messaging all these political messages, advancing diversity, inclusion, creating a more equitable society? Target, are you throwing up the crotch, tuck it, swimwear at the front of the store? See, are you doing what we want you to do? And it has nothing to do with what the consumers say to do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, there are thousands of corporations that are carrying out this agenda
yep.
Using the environmental social government score is going to be an excuse for them. I mean, a few points. Bud Light, all through the media, they're talking about, oh, yes, boycott Bud Light. Budweiser owns 9 different types of beers. Why not boycott all of them?
Yeah. I agree with you.
That's by intent because they want to minimize the damage.
Yeah.
Target, I've been boycotting Target for 35 years. They've been showing they're working for the conspiracy for that long. Mm-hmm. Among these thousands, there are mm-hmm. thousands. All you have to do is go to the CFR list and you'll see yeah. a huge number of corporations, their CEOs, their chairmen of the boards and mm-hmm. that are on it. So this is not a small group. I'm going to attend your meeting next Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But it's not a small group.
Right.
It's really important we know that. Look how many corporations went along with the vaccines.
Yes.
Even after all the scientific yes. evidence that was out there, how harmful they are and so forth, they still carried it out. Right. How many of these corporations are going along with global warming? Northrop, a big airplane manufacturer, was really pushing the global warming hoax. So we have a big problem here. We have a lot of boycotting to do and a lot of petitioning demonstrating we have to do.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to get there.
Until the American people mm-hmm. understand that they are going to have to make yeah. sacrifices, this is not going to get fixed.
Well, we talked about the fact that they were trying to change what they're calling it traditional capitalism. That's where the yeah. consumer comes in and buys something.
Yeah.
Okay, that is capitalism. It's not just traditional capitalism. It is capitalism. What they're doing, and this is so important for people to grasp, they seek to maximize profits by serving consumers in capitalism, but the ESG model seeks to improve capitalism by considering other stakeholders besides the investors and consumers. Who are they? Okay? This is your WEF members. This is your, you know, World Economic Forum. This is all these unseen people. They are not the consumer at Target. And so what was intended to be a kinder and gentler form of capitalism, gag, has morphed into this kind of economic fascism directed by people that don't even shop there. They're not consumers there. It's insanity.
So everyone complains about how expensive their health insurance is. Do they not understand that they're paying for three other people?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because if everybody just quit buying health insurance,
yes,
and the hospitals still have the sign that says no one can be refused medical care for inability to pay,
right,
then we'd all save about 10 grand a year and get free medical care.
That is so true. So so Ludwig von Mises, right? We always talk about the Mises Institute and stuff. And awesome. Pointed out, consumers are the true bosses in the capitalist system, okay? We always have been. You vote with your dollars. They feel the pain. They stop doing what they're doing, okay? So they ultimately decide what products are created and purchased. Who becomes wealthy? Who becomes poor? It's the consumer. Now, with this, what it is you've got money funneled out of our system, paid for by you and me, going to NGOs, going to World Economic Forum, going to the UN, going to all these places that I think helps back up when companies have the severe losses. Now they're getting paid through your tax dollars. It's insanity. Now, there still is the way to kind of break the back of this through the consumers, though, too. What they want you to think is the consumers don't have any power anymore, but that's not true. That is simply not true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate.
Hi.
Hey.
So I heard an interesting point, and I wanted to just bring it out and discuss it really quick. So a gentleman was talking about this, and he made mention that kind of like with the banking system, if we all pull out our money, we'll have a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
And his mindset was, if we target companies, no pun intended, that are typically known to be American, then aren't we shooting ourselves in the foot?
Mm-hmm.
And my thought with that is like you just pointed out,
not at all, because we still have the power, even though they want us to think we don't have the power. We have it in mass.
Well, exactly, because all of these huge corporations are no longer American.
Mm-hmm.
Their tentacles are global, and so they don't have any loyalty to us anymore.
That's right.
So if we starve them and we put them out of business, number one, we are going to have to learn how to sacrifice anyway.
Yes.
Why? Because they're bringing out central bank digital currency. It's coming no matter what we like it or not.
Yep.
We've got to make sacrifices and start investing in a type of shadow system.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
That we start promoting our local people and working through them and basically going back in time so that we, you know, are supporting the guy that's down the street or the mechanic that's, you know,
that's exactly
local.
My point. Because if you go back and we as the consumer go, no corporations, we're not doing it anymore. We're going to actually go back to the little small business. They might charge a little more for clothing.
Yep.
They might charge a little more for groceries. But you go back to the local person, they're not getting dollars for ESG, right?
Well, and down the road, who knows? We might not be using money.
Yeah.
We might be bartering.
Right.
So, you know, you trade something for a service.
Yep.
Something that you've made or grown. And we got to get that in our brain really
fast. Yes. See, what it is right now is a combination of the consumer, and then they're using money to go to these organizations to funnel back to pay off the people that are taking the losses, okay? We could break the back of that.
Yep.
If enough people, this is why I'm doing this next Wednesday night, if enough people in mass got the idea that if you did what we're planning to do, this could break its back, because it can't keep going like that. It's a lie. It's built on a lie, because it has to be built on the taxpayer, right? And they can only fund so many companies. They can only do this
That's
with so
right.
many. They're trying to bully the other companies into it, right? They're trying to
say this. Crony capitalism is what we've got. We don't really have actual capitalism.
Yep.
So if we can get back to the traditional version of capitalism, what it was intended for, how it really does work, then we don't have to worry.
Yep, I agree with you. Thank you for the call. I love it. Yep,
so you know, true. And it doesn't matter how small or big you can do it.
Yep.
For example, I have not bought eggs in a grocery store in 3 months now.
Yeah.
I buy them from local people who have chickens.
I had a friend just give me some. Yeah.
And they cost a little more.
Yeah.
They're fresh. They're better tasting.
Yep.
They're more nutritious.
This is where the American people rally, and you figure out what to support, what not to support. Yep. If enough people in mass, and that's why this idea, this new sponsor is so important, because if you can figure out how to get people on board, and guess what, folks? It's not hard to get people on board right now. They're sick of it. They're tired. They don't want this anymore. And so this is about the most perfect time to say, hey, let's change it up, but use people to do this. Remember how we always say the people have the power? Now it's time to demonstrate that.
You know, at first, it may seem like it's a little financial burden to go in this direction. But imagine in just a short time, we'll be back in the prosperous America of the 1940s and 50s.
Yes, capitalism is not evil. Capitalism is only bad when it goes into corporations getting money and kickbacks and owning lawmakers for favors. That is the part that's bad. Capitalism itself, it's how we built the whole country. It's how we changed the world. People came here. Do you guys remember me talking about the diaries? And the people came over here and said, well, you can have what you have in Ireland, but you don't get what you have over here. It's still going to be as hard. But if you come over here, you could actually own things over here. Capitalism is not the demon that they're making it out to be.
The big corporations today avoided the monopoly laws using corporate documentation.
Yes, 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 yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the gal was on to something there as far as not doing business with them companies because I got my VA money this morning and was talking to the banker, and I says, you know, they claim they gave me a raise, but once I convert it to gasoline, I'm getting fewer gallons of gasoline every month.
Right.
So in reality, I got a pay cut. So right now we're defaulting with the debt ceiling because they keep giving us less valuable dollars.
Yep.
And so as that happens, like Milty was saying, you know, the chickens are laying the same amount of eggs regardless of how many dollars he has in his hands.
Right.
It's what the dollars are worth. And my chickens are are doing the same. And we got to start producing things ourselves.
Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. USA Today published a leaked letter showing the Human Rights Campaign had informed Anheuser-Busch that it had suspended its corporate equality index score, a tool that scores companies on their policies for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees. And they said Anheuser-Busch has a key moment to really stand up and demonstrate the importance of their values of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and their response really fell short. And that came from the Human Rights Campaign. This is how they do it. This is how they bully. But we as a people can change this. I know we can. I absolutely know that we have the power in who we are as people to change this up and not feed the Human Rights Campaign, not feed this garbage, right? So we just have to work together to do it. And so that's why I invite everybody, go to mylibertyproject.org, sign up next Wednesday night, be on the call. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. All right. That's by First to 11 come together. Welcome back. We were just talking on the break. Biden, of course, fell again at the Air Force graduation. I mean, he just looks like a loon all the time, but they want you to see it. There's no doubt in my mind. They want you to see it. We were also talking about Chris Christie on the break, too. You know, there's not a snowball's chance in hell. Well, he'll be on stage eating a snowball, but there's a snowball's chance in hell that he'll ever be president, but and we talked about this yesterday with Susan, the reason they do it is because they make money for the party and they're able to get on a stage and they're able to do the back and forth, and this is what it's all about. So everybody and their dog will be running for president. Every rhino, you know, I love the picture of the rhinos laying down together and saying, okay, the rhinos just waiting to pounce on the on the next big move. It's ridiculous. You know, Chris Christie, his own state hates him. New Jersey hates him. They think he's a doofus, but he'll throw his name in the hat. He'll get some money. He'll be able to keep it. Remember Mitt Romney being able to keep his money from the 2012?
Sure.
Anyway, but they do serve the party. And you have to make money for the party, so why not have a lot of people running, right? That's how it works. Also, on what we were just talking about, we just have to change up what we're doing, and it's going to be a sacrifice, and it's not going to be super easy. We tell people all the time, get your kids out of public school. Please get your kids. We beg people, get your kids out of public school. I have a school around here. It's called Liberty Youth Academy, and it's amazing. You should have seen their like end of the school program. Talked about God, just amazing program. And you think this is the kind of education you dream about, right? But you might have to pay a tuition.
Yeah.
Still while paying public school fees that we all have to pay. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. We're going to have, it's just those sacrifices we're going to have to, and you know, do in order to save our kids and ourselves and our country.
Well, you could always do a land grant and quit paying property tax. Then you could pay the use right? that money for private school.
Right. And here's the thing too. Stop listening to the words far-right extremism. If I hear that one more time, all the governors are using it, the elected officials are using it, mayors are using it everywhere, and it's to demonize. They use it to demonize because they're uneducated, they lack any backbone or courage to actually call what it is. This is has nothing to do with far-right extremism. There's no such thing. All you have is people, patriots that love this country, and then you have globalist communists that want to tear it down.
That's it.
Or you have people that want to tell the truth, which bothers people. Truth bothers people. Or you have people that are narrative repeaters. There is no such thing as far-right extremism.
And no matter which side you're on out there, the other side looks extremist to you.
Yep. So true. It's so true. So they put us in a category just like they did when the CIA coined the term conspiracy theorist. Yep. People are conspiring all the time. Give me a break. So don't listen to the far right extremist. Don't let them get away with it. When they say it, call them out. When they say it, flood Facebook. Tell them that that is the most backwoods thing they could ever offer up. And if you really want to tick off the constituents you're over, use the word far right extremism to dismiss them. Right? Mock them, ridicule them. Anyone that has a constitution or refers to a constitution is now a far-right extremist. Oh, you guys. We have got to stop them using this language. It's dishonest. It tells you a lot about their character when they use those words. Yeah. And I've heard people use them locally. I've heard people use them statewide. My own governor repeats it all the time. It's awful. I know your governor's probably repeating it too. And we've got to stop the madness, but people have to call them out on it. Nobody calls them. They let it slide.
Of course.
And then they go, oh, you know, it's that Nazi. There is no such thing. There's no such thing. The Ku Klux Klan, they have like 1,000 people in the whole nation in that program. You guys, there is no such thing as the Nazi far right Christian white guy. Give me a break.
And even at its peak, the Ku Klux Klan was a minority.
Isn't it insane? They had a gathering a few years ago and all they could come up with was 1,000 people. I mean, you guys, it's not a thing. Stop letting them say it's a thing. Stop shopping at the woke company. Stop letting them get away with this language. They are there to make sure that people are not united while crying for people being united. Give me a break. And they blame it on the far right extremist, the truth tellers. Oh, good heavens, these people are hideous. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall. Don't go anywhere, Kate Daly Show. Hi, guys, it's Kate. Listen, there's something I want to tell you about. This is called MyLibertyProject.org, MyLibertyProject.org. And what I'm doing here is we have a new sponsor coming on to the show. And the sponsor is going to come on in a few weeks, be added in a few weeks. But next week, we're going to do a Zoom call. It's going to be in the evening. It's going to be on next Wednesday night, which is June the 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern. And this will be a big, huge Zoom call. I'm interested in having a team of people that want to help, maybe even wanting to do some remote work from home, if that's what you're looking for. We're looking for two things. People that want to have like a little side hustle, underemployed, unemployed, whatever. You want a little side hustle. You want to decide if you want to do a couple of hours a day or a week or whatever. Okay, so looking for those individuals. And then also patriots of this country, concerned citizens who want to do something, but they don't know how to help this country right now. And this, what you'll be doing is you'll be talking to other red-pilled patriots just like you and teaching them how to dismantle these woke corporations who are running our country and show people how we can defund them. So this is getting the dollars out of China and basically stopping these woke corporations together. It's a really big idea. This is going to be huge. And please register, be on the call with me. It's a big deal. There's not too many ideas like this out there. And I'm really excited about this. If we can get a lot of people doing this, this will be so amazing for our country. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't know what to do, right? And a lot of people hurting right now financially. So I thought, hey, okay, this is two really cool things that can be happening right now, which I love. So go to mylibertyproject.org, okay? Put in your info and I will send you a link. And to this call, this amazing call that's happening June the 7th, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain. And I think hopefully we'll send you out a reminder too. And we'll explain the whole thing and explain the details. But I'm really excited about this and can't wait to see you there. And I would really like for you to be part of this. Okay? MyLibertyProject.org. Thanks, you guys.